Destination, freedom. Destination, freedom. Dramatizations of the great democratic traditions of the Negro people is brought to you by Station WMAQ as part of the pageant of history and of America's own Destination Freedom. Out of the human turmoil and hectic life in USA in the late unlamented decades following the First World War, out of fantastic financial boom and prohibition and gang wars and speakeasies came new songs and music. And though those decades are now bones in the body of history, some of its music, made by unknown musicians out of the heart of the environment around them, forecasts even more restless, surging, driving times to come. Such is the saga of one form of folk music which swept the popular music field, and whose anatomy we dissect in today's chapter of Blood and the Boogie, through the eyes of noted folk artist Albert Ammons.
It took me a long time to locate the beat. It took a long time, even though I knew it was in the air and everywhere around me. It was in the tight tenement rooms set aside for mill hands, porters, steel workers, and pile drivers, dishwashers and waiters, and sand hogs, maids and ditch diggers, prisoners of poverty. It was in there fighting, laughing, playing, working, loving, driving and dreaming. Lusty, troublesome, rolling always onward, always searching, sometimes finding, but always moving, never stopping. All this I know now, but it took me a long time to find the beat. I lay stretched on my bed, excited in all my teenaged tenseness, waiting for my mother and father to sleep, so I could slip away and walk along the alcohol avenues, sing along with the itinerants passing outside my window, and singing as though they sang to the beat of my heart.
There's trouble here, trouble everywhere. Lord, I'd go on home, but there's trouble.
I listened and wanted to soothe the awful excitement that upped my heartbeat whenever I heard the blues, whenever I waited for my folks to sleep so I could slip away.
Albert? Albert, you going to bed like I said?
Can't you see I have, Ma?
Let's have that cover.
Oh, Ma.
Got every piece of your clothes on, just waiting to run out into the streets. Jake, come here and look at this and tell me I shouldn't beat the living daylights out of it. Jake!
Yeah. He ain't slipping out again, is he? Well, I do say.
What's going to become of him?
Well, I'm no fortune teller.
No, don't evade the question. Every night after 12, he scampers out and gets back in by daylight. And at his age.
He ain't no baby, Maud.
You think he's grown?
Well, just as grown as I was when I started out on my own. I guess he's like me, maybe.
There's no maybe about that.
Well, he likes music and likes to be around people who play, it's all. Can't expect a musician's son to be stone deaf to sounds he's been fed right along with his mother's milk. Why, when I was his age, I used
and
to go out...
And look where you wound up.
Well, I guess it's a pretty bad example. All right, Maud, go to bed. I'll talk with him.
See that you don't sympathize with him. Tie him down.
Sure, Maud. All right, son. What's out there you after?
Nothing.
Well, got to be something. Mm-hmm. What is it, a girl, a gang, a job, a party, a pool room, a drink, a dance, poker game, hold up, a gang fight, a way to get easy money, bull session with the boys? What is it keeps you so...
What is it? What is it he wanted to know? How could I explain it was all of those things he was naming? All of them and none of them. Something that wrapped them all up in one driving beat, that was to be the drum major of my life. All of these things. A gang, a party, a pool room, a drink, a dance. The privileges of poverty. And something else. Something I wanted to put my finger on. Something that would be all mine and that could talk better than I could with my clumsy tongue. And sum up to everybody how it feels to be living sandwiched between two railroad tracks on Dearborn and 35th.
That's the 3 a.m. out there blowing. We've been talking half the night. We're no closer together than when Ma came in. All right, be stubborn, but don't be a fool. Whatever's in your mind, keep it to yourself.
How could I explain this to him or to anyone?
Can't tell nobody.
How can you explain a feeling, a drive, a beat?
Good night, son.
Good night, Dad. I listened until his footsteps were dead. Until the house was grave quiet. Then the thought of the rolling, restless, driving life outside my window, inside the teeming tenement rooms, came back. Above me, on the third floor, was a boy to whom I never had to explain the feeling.
Al!
He was my jug buddy, me Lewis. They called him Lux. He was outside the window, waiting for me to make my post-midnight prowl.
Wake up, man. Wake up.
Okay, okay. Stop shouting. I'm coming.
I slip your foot down. I'll hold it.
Okay.
Now. The old man, I heard him talking to you like a natural.
Drop it, Lux. You got the ticket?
Oh, yeah. And see, he says if we go to this address and pick up a jug and bring it to his party, we won't need no tickets.
What's this place?
Speakeasy.
You gotta have a password to get in one of those.
I got it. All we gotta do is mention Yancey sent us and give the password, the butcher. That's all there is to it. What's the matter, scared?
Who's the butcher?
Well, who cares? Huh? Say, do you want to get into this party or don't you? How many shindigs like this you get a chance to stick your bull neck inside? Let alone be the honored guest and sit next to Yancey at the piano. He's given us free lessons, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that password? The butcher. Good deal. Let's walk it before daylight comes down.
We walked it. Crossed the B&O tracks, the bottom slab of the sandwich I lived in. Walked down a dozen dark streets, through a vacant lot on Lafayette. Come out on Wentworth. Went down some basement stairs. Come up to a cold door with a long slot at the top. Knocked where it said knock.
I'm very, very sorry, gentlemen, but you must be knocking at the wrong door. There's no one inside but me and my grandfather and grandmother, who's very sick and needs peace and quiet. So if you'll go away...
Yancey sent us.
But who would know anything about Yancey?
The butcher.
Well, why didn't you say so at first? Step inside. Police ain't gonna bite you. Kids... So Yancey sent you. Must want a jug for that riffle he's having over in Indiana, huh? Well, I'll stand there on the doorstep. We don't need no advertising. I'll get the butcher. Hey, Butch! Hey, Butch!
We stepped inside a low-lit room, packed with seekers after peace and quiet. We watched the swank suits of the grandfathers and the gowns of the grandmothers until someone was watching us.
Quite a pleasant surprise, isn't it? I understand you called for me.
Well, no, not exactly. Yancey sent us to see somebody they called the butcher.
I'm the butcher.
Oh, you don't look like
looks
a butcher.
Looks are quite deceiving, aren't they?
Butch, Yancey's having a skiffle over in Indiana. Needs a jug of your best Canadian. He's a good customer.
Yancey?
Yeah, Yancey. Yeah, that blues piano player, you know, the one, Pine Top Smith.
Oh, I remember now. And by the way, isn't it time for Mr. Smith to make his debut?
Well, he's in the back getting ready now, Chief. He'll be on in a little while. About that jug of Canadian.
Hey, who is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, check that door. Sounds like the law.
I'm looking, Chief. It's the law, all right.
Oh, man, that's outrageous. Must be new men on the force. Who led them here? Those kids?
Well, I wouldn't say, Chief. What am I going to do? It's three of them. Three of them.
Well, pay off if possible, if not stall off until I get the fixer. Now go to it.
Sure, Chief. I'll do the best I can.
You two young gentlemen step inside this room. Hurry now, both of you.
We were hurried inside a swank room and looked around and saw six men, hands in their pockets, eyes empty, standing around us.
All right, you strong-arm experts. Go to work. Find out who sent these kids to tip off the cops. Get it out of them before daybreak. That's 2 hours' work.
Hey, but, mister, you got us wrong. We don't know now what to do.
Please don't, mister. We didn't have nothing.
Then the men had their hands balled into fists or gripping rubber hoses or our collars while we tried to explain. Then stars shot through our heads and we picked ourselves off the floor and we hit back at the silent, empty-eyed men while only the butcher spoke as he sat in an armchair near the door.
Now, Martin, don't hit below the pelvic region yet. Hey, watch his leg, Joe. Don't let him get his leg up. I do say, I thought you men would have had them talking by now.
He sat in his armchair, direct in the hands that knocked us down and picked us up again and again until our nerves rebelled and refused to relay our pain to our brains. And we were on the floor with our faces washed in our blood. And he said,
a mediocre job. You cut them up like steaks in places, but you still left too much meat on their bones.
I understood now why they called him the butcher. Then we heard it.
Huh? Who's that? Is that my piano? Hey, V! Oh, V!
Say, Chief, I straightened the law and everything.
Who's playing?
All right. Huh?
Who's playing?
Well, like I said, the new man, Pine Thompson.
Keep quiet, will you?
Sure, Chief.
That's very odd. Isn't that a queer beat? A rolling sort of driving thing. Now listen, see that it plays only for us, not for the Northside gang. I know my music, people will love it.
I too heard the beat and the rolling drive, and it pulled my weary nerves together and stood them at attention. I lifted my head as though the sum total of all my feelings were being hammered out and set down in rhyme. I drank in the trembles, the tone tornadoes that rushed over each other like waves rolling over the sea. And again, I was losing all boundaries of time and space. I tried to lock the tones inside my head before the waves grew weaker and weaker, and before daybreak brought darkness. And in my sleep, in my long, stumbling sleep, I heard the notes nodding to my nerves, beckoning my blood to boil and rush on with a new harmony that both soothed my excitement and upped it and directed it towards boundless space that seemed to free me. But when I awoke, I was very much bound by bed and by pain. Someone had brought me home. I couldn't remember the beat anymore, and it seemed something had erased the notes from my nerves, as though rubbing them off a blackboard. When I couldn't stand the silence inside my brain any longer, I got out of bed, dressed, and eased outside, and up the fire escape and knocked on Lux's window. Last night.
Oh, I'll never fall into that trap again.
Lux.
Come on in. It's chilly out here.
I'm not coming in. I wanted to ask you to go with me. I got to hear that piano player. The one we heard last night.
Oh, look, Al. You're sick.
Huh?
There was no piano playing last night. With six guys with rubber hose. The music they played wasn't the kind that calls for an encore.
Didn't you hear anything?
Like bells ringing? Sure. I heard all I intend hearing. Say, Albert, Al, where you going?
He didn't understand. There was no time to make him understand. I had to feel that beat again, catch that rhythm and make it mine. I retraced my steps back to the butcher's, dived down the basement steps toward the blank door. It was open. The butcher's shop had been cleaned out. I thought of Yancey's. They said Yancey had imported that piano player. I went over to where Yancey was having a party to raise his rent. I heard him at the piano long before I reached the door. He was playing a blues. I pushed my way through the crowd up to where he sat.
I listened a long while and let the warmth of the room full of dancers thaw me out. Yancey looked up, read my mind.
Never mind, don't tell me. I already know. You were in a butcher shop last night. The goons put you through the grinder.
Yes.
You come to sit in on a little blues station?
Last night I heard a guy named Smith play, Yancey. I want to hear him again.
High and tough?
I never heard anything like his beat. Like 100 heartbeats all tuned together. You know his beat? Can you show me?
I've shown you all I know.
Then tell me where Smith lives.
Hey, look here.
Oh, you hurt my wrist.
I'm sorry. I like you, see? I don't want you hurt worse. You keep away from Smith.
What's the matter with him?
Oh, with him, nothing. The gang he's tied to? Bad. Stay away.
If I could, maybe I would.
I know what you mean. All right, go down on Federal 34 behind the Red Moon Cafe. See if you can find Cow Davenport, Romeo Nelson, or Cripple Helen. They know some beats in this new stuff that Smith's playing. Let them show you. Keep away from Smith. Word to the wise, kid.
I took the words and went down on Federal and 34th and knocked on the door behind the Red Moon. I waited while Crippled Helen negotiated 7 steps. And when she opened the door, up in her flat, a ghost was walking over her piano. And I knew she had heard Smith.
Smith? Oh, he's wherever the butcher moved to. They say the butcher just won't do without him now.
Oh, come on, tell me, where is he? Where is Smith? It's just that I want to work it out of my system. The music he plays, I mean. Maybe it ain't even my kind. Maybe it's not what I want.
Oh, it's your kind, all right. It's what you like. Kid, come on upstairs and meet Cow-Cow. He's working on some bass beats you might substitute.
I hear him.
Pretty close to Smith.
I want to get closer.
Yeah. Then you might look over on Calumet and 45th. Pretty near every new piano player comes in town gets a flat over there.
Well, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Oh, don't thank me. I haven't done a thing to deserve it.
She'd given me enough lead to walk my legs up and down the block all day. And a look at the names under the bells. But still, Noel Smith went by the name of Pine Top. And I went home and at night tried to command the beat to visit me. I had to capture that drive, that roll that summed up all life around me. And I walked the block when I knew piano players from the speakeasies were getting ready for their night's work. I listened to each one's practice as I passed the apartment. Some had parts of Pine Top, and others had sections. But no one had him in each of the 88 keys. Block and listen. Until one evening, after thunder rolled away, I heard, coming through the rain, the music. It picked up my heartbeat and tripled it. I followed my ears up the first floor of the flat building in front of me. The piano seemed to be up in the sky. I ran up the second, the third, the fourth, and there was a door at the head of the fifth and last flight, and I pushed it open. Then the tornado tones struck home. They were the same ones I'd heard in the butchers. They summed up my own rushing, driving, rolling restlessness. And behind the 88 keys, I saw the calculator of the song. He had 6 left hands, 2 right. He hunched over the piano like a mathematician, computing the cosmic comings of rhythms and polyrhythms and cross rhythms. I had found Pine Top. I had found myself. I stood in front of my music mirror until the calculator had caught my eye. He never missed a beat.
Hey, what are you doing up here, kid? What's on your mind?
I've been looking for you, Mr. Smith.
Call me Pine Top. What do you want with Pine Top? Is there any joy in it?
I just want to learn to play the way you play.
No. Where you from, kid?
Chicago.
No wonder. People in Chicago ain't caught on to my boogie yet. You know, you look all right to me. Sit down beside me. Right by old Pine. Tom.
Yeah.
Now keep your eyes on my left hand, kid, and your ears on what my right's saying. Every lick you hit when you play the boogie, kid, has got to count. It drives you out of this world and halfway through the next. Look out now. Sit tight.
I sat tight and tense until rhythm relaxed me. I sat next to a blade-sharp musician with an uncanny feel for a harmony and for putting the roll and the clank and the roar of steel mills and factory wheels into music. I became released and free. And thereafter, everywhere he went, I was beside him. In the cafes and the speakeasies, in the house rent parties, in the hot buffet flats where the boogie beat brought a rolling joy anybody with a heart could feel and live on. I drew closer to Pine Top, and on occasion loaned him one of my own left hands when he wanted to up the beat. We rolled over days and nights. We put rhythmic adrenaline into dreary dances. But every now and then, Pine Top would get very low in his mind. And sometimes he'd sit with a sad look on his sharp-eyed face, and he'd sing.
Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always.
And I'd join him.
Cause the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. I dreamed.
When did you dream, boy?
Last night.
What did you dream, boy?
That old Pine Top was dead.
Oh, Piney, cut it out.
I dreamed.
Oh, cut it out, Piney.
What's the matter with the facts of life?
Man, here? Break out of it. You talk this way every time you do the play down at the butcher's. How come you don't quit him anyhow?
Quit? I'm quitting all right. Tonight.
You serious?
Look, kid, If I don't go down there, they'll come up here. And I don't want you mixed up anyway, you know.
Well, what you talking about?
Look, I've been contracted to play for the Butcher's places. Uh-huh. Well, I've started playing for his rival, Northside Boys.
Well, what do you want to do that for?
I want to break away from all of them. If I can ease out, I'll play only for people around here in the tenements. If the Butcher hasn't heard about it tonight, I'm okay.
If he has?
Well, he's suspicious, kid. Thinks he's being spied on. One more piano player will be gone the way of...
Oh, don't talk that way.
I talk the way I feel, kid. I play the way I feel. It's the way I am. You've learned all the boogie you can?
Oh, Pine.
Keep it alive, kid.
Sure, Pine.
I never did tell you where I got my boogie woogie, did I?
No.
Well, I got it from 1,000 musicians. I picked it up out of turpentine camps in Texas. Some of the roles I got from guys who worked on chain gangs. They called the boogie barbaric. They call it the music of poverty, of speakeasies, and one-room parties, of bell houses. It's got all that in it. But it's got more, kid. It's got the feel of living in it. And it talks about the lost and the found, about towns and trouble, about women and work, about me and you. Keep it alive, kid. Look, when we get over to the Butcher's tonight, I want you to stay outside. Don't come in.
What?
If everything is still all right, I'll call you. Understand?
We were outside of the Butcher's new place. There was a light rain falling, but it wasn't the rain that made me shiver.
If I stop playing, keep going, understand? No use both of us.
I understand.
All right. Uh-oh. See, the Butcher's looking at you. I'll be going in.
I watched him walk inside the door and saw the thin face of the Butcher as he opened the door. Rain was coming down hard. I shivered. I waited to hear Pine sit down at the piano and roll the beat. Then it came, pouring out through the windows and rolling steady as the rain. It was warm and rich, and I stood thinking how we'd work together and make it grow. Then I felt Piney up in the beat, faster and faster, and then... I heard a scream and shots, but I noticed only that now the beat was missing. I stood still until a voice said...
Say, no one can find a good piano player.
What happened?
Northside Boys came over, try to take a man from me. They can't do that. They give a lesson to. Oh, come on, you play piano. Come on inside and sit down.
What happened to Piney?
I said come inside.
I was pushed through the crowd, pushed down on a piano bench,
Look, tell me, where's Panny?
Play, kid. My patrons are waiting.
I won't do it.
I wouldn't get up if I were you, kid. My gun might go off.
He's telling you right. Play.
I put my hands down on the keys. I lifted them up again. They were wet and red. There was blood on the keyboard.
We're waiting for you to play, kid.
You killed Piney.
We're waiting, kid. Piney kept the keys hot. Don't you let them cool off. Now go on. Finish it.
I put my fingers down on the keyboard. And they seemed like someone else's fingers. The keys pressed down, down, down into Piney's song. And when the night was over, I was through. When the night was over, the beat was pounding in my ears as though it would never stop. Through the hectic days that came afterwards, I rolled the boogie around 100 towns and saw piano players pick it up and lock it in their fingers. But the Sharpie, who could feel the beat strong enough to transfer it back to the people, were gone, down into the dust. Through the days that came afterwards, I fingered steam drills, dug ditches, slaughtered sheep in stockyards, drove cabs in Chicago, built a little band after the World's Fair, and played in a cafe one night. My mind back in the days of Pine Top, dreaming that Pine Top was sitting beside me on the bench. And as I played, I rolled the rhythm as though it could bring him back to life again. When I had stopped, I looked at my hands. I had played so long, so hard. There was blood from my fingers on the keyboard.
You must be Albert Ammons.
Yeah. Who are you?
I'm John Hammond from International Folk Concert Incorporated. I've been scouting all over the country to find you to play for us.
Where?
Carnegie Hall. You see, we're rediscovering America's own folk music, and we wanted someone who would help build Boogie Woogie to tour the country. If you go, you'll help revive it for posterity. Will you?
I went. I went and played Pine Top's boogie and my own boogie. Well, they had to listen to it a while before they felt it. It was music with a roll like your heartbeat. Strong, lusty, driving music. That rushed on and drove on like the people who played it and the people who made it. It talked about the lost and the found, about towns and trouble, about work and women. It talked about me. It told my story.
You have just heard Destination Freedom's dramatization of Blood and the Boogie, the story of folk artist Albert Ammons. Destination Freedom is written by Richard Durham and produced under the direction of Homer Heck with Ralph Knowles as assistant. Oscar Brown Jr. played the part of Albert Ammons. Weslin Tilden played the role of his mother. Johnny Coons was Yancey. Tony Parrish was the butcher. And Fred Pinkard was Pine Top Smith. The examples of Boogie Woogie were recorded. Sound effects were by Cliff Mueller and Tom Evans. The engineer was Gary DeVlieg. And this is Hugh Downs inviting you to be with us again next week when Destination Freedom will tell the story of Jane Hunter of the Cleveland, Ohio YWCA. You're tuned for The Stars on NBC.